Okay, we're back at Fire Headquarters now with Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith. And Chief, tis the season, as they say, first day as we record this today before Thanksgiving, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Get a little cold out there, so I thought it might be a good time to review fire safety and maybe just start with the typical things that you might warn homeowners about or apartment dwellers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the typical things that you can access a lot of it on our website as well as the Department of Fire Service website. There's plenty of information out there. You know, make sure you're getting it from reputable sources such as the fire department or Department of Fire Service for the state regarding, you know, what is the safe use of heaters and how to deal with your fireplace and those types of things. So, you know, anytime there's open flame or a heating system of any sort, you got to kind of respect that and give it some distance. And the recommendation is a clear 3-foot circle, you know, radius around that particular object that's either hot and or producing a flame, whether it's a candle, you know, a pellet stove, electric space heater, anything of those sorts. You know, a lot of people want to maybe get them close to their feet. Oh, sorry, kind of busy in the background.
That's fine. Live radio.
There you go. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, the space heater to keep somebody's feet warm, and they have the blanket on as well, and they get up and they drop the blanket down, and it's well within that 3-foot radius encroaching there. That's a big deal. You know, you'd be surprised that the ignition temperature of some of the things that we have in our households, they're a lot lower than what some of these heaters will put out, including the space heaters, electric and otherwise. So, you know, given your fireplace, making sure that anything that's gas-fired and or electrically operated, your boilers, everything else, they all require maintenance. You got to check cords. You got to check, you know, ventilation that's required for the thing to burn properly, making sure that the exhaust ports for it. You know, unfortunately, if the snow comes again like it did last year, you know, exhaust vents on your boilers and heating systems, again, are a big deal to make sure that those are clear and open. People have generators at their homes. Same thing. If the generator's permanently mounted outside, make sure that you're giving it breathing room, literally, that it can take air in and that the exhaust is clear and that it can flow. So the unit A, it operates properly and is doing what you, you know, spend all that money for it to do. The portable generators are even more concerning, because unfortunately, we've seen incidents where people have used them improperly. They brought them into garages and into homes, thinking that, you know, a door open would be sufficient, and it's not, especially dependent on prevailing winds. I mean, if you're going to run a generator, it must be outside. It must be away from the home. It must be connected appropriately by an electrician to your home, because there are certain things that you need to do. When the power has failed, and you connect a generator, if it's not disconnected from the grid, now you're back feeding electricity into those live lines or those down lines. Mm-hmm. And if you have utility workers out there, you're putting them at risk. Wherever that wire's down, if the utility has already disconnected it, now you've re-energized it, and you're putting anybody in the public at risk of electrocution and or starting a fire, depending on where those problems are. So, you know, a healthy dose of respect for anything electrical, heat, gas, fueled, whether it's a wood stove. And like I said, there's a lot of great resources either through our website for the fire department, or through the Department of Fire Services can really point you in the right direction on what needs to be done in your home, around your home to you know, safely get through the heating season. You know, no different with the Christmas trees and the lights and decorations and all those things, not overloading circuits. So it's a lot to think about as a homeowner, but if you don't think about it, you're probably going to get yourself in trouble.
Recently, I had some kind of electronic device, and I can't remember what it was, but it had moving parts, and it was stuck, and I left it plugged in thinking it would get unstuck. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, that might overheat the wire. I'm not sure about that. Is there a danger with certain plugged-in electronics? Because we have computers, we have cell phones, we have iPads and iPods, so many different things. And I know that I've seen somewhere along the line that some of these cell phone batteries are dangerous. Is there any kind of a danger there, Chief, that we should know about?
Yeah, I mean, certainly all the devices that you own, you really should keep an eye on the web and with those manufacturers of any recalls. You know, I mean, they build these things to pretty good specs, and obviously the manufacturers don't want any liability for creating fires. But on occasion, we see that there are issues, not only in the automobile industry where they, you know, those recalls are usually very public and very loud, but we get them with, you know, cell phones, the batteries within them, laptop computers, and in part, some of it is the user's operation of it. We went through a batch of laptops that were overheating and causing fires, and a lot of it was because they were being left on beds and so forth, where, you know, kids and folks are using these things. They set it down on their bed while they get up to go do something else, and it's still plugged in, still operating, and they've obstructed all the ventilation ports. Obviously, laptops are much different than a desktop, and when you set it into a nice fluffy comforter, it can no longer breathe. It can no longer get rid of heat the way it's supposed to, and they can overheat and start fire. So you really need to pay attention to how the manufacturer says to use the device, and still, again, stay on top of what you, you know, make sure things are UL listed, take a look at, you know, what you own, is there any recalls on it, if there are, heed those recalls, because they don't put them out there lightly. It costs the manufacturer a lot of money to deal with a recall, and they're in the business of making money, not spending it on a product they've already sold you. They really don't want to have to do that. In many cases, they're forced to do that because of safety concerns, so.
Final question I have, Chief, about winter fire safety is the condition of the streets, in other words, plowing or shoveling out in front of your driveway. Last year we did have the ton of snow, as you mentioned, and fire apparatus. Some of the Gloucester City streets are so narrow to begin with, but then you go into neighborhoods or cul-de-sacs or whatever where you have to get some of these big apparatus that the fire department has. And I know it's difficult, but keeping maybe your area clear and maybe if there's a fire hydrant near you, that should probably be the responsibility of the person in the neighborhood just to at least go out there and maybe take a quick shovel.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage not only the residents to, you know, follow what's in the code now of keeping sidewalks clear and their property clear as required under the code, but we encourage if you have a hydrant on your property, please shovel it out. That gives us the opportunity to at least find it and utilize it as needed. But certainly, you know, anything the residents can do. So we've had a couple of subdivisions that have come to us and said, hey, we really want to get our hydrants marked, that there's not enough markers to go around in the city right now to do them all. But we as an association are willing to buy those, or individual homeowners have been willing to buy those. Okay. And so if anybody is interested in that, I can certainly provide them the link to the company that is the current brand that the DPW is recommending that we put on the hydrants. And if someone's willing to buy it, then the fire department is going to come out and put it on for you. And it's a very simple thing. The ones that we're currently using are quick and easy to put in, and they're very inexpensive. So I encourage any resident that doesn't have a hydrant marker on a hydrant, you know, that's in their yard or near them, if they are so inclined to purchase that and have us install it, we're more than happy to do that. They can just email me at esmith@gloucester-ma.gov and let me know that, you know, hey, I'm looking to do that. Can you give me the link? And then we'll work that out. And lastly, the firefighters are getting ready to do their annual collection, the Wellspring House Holiday Store, and you know that supports and helps lots and lots of local families here in town, is getting ready to do that, and our department has always supported that. So the guys will be out at the local grocery stores, you know, getting collections from any residents. If anybody has any new toys that are still in a box and packaging that they want to donate, that works as well. You can bring it to any of one of the four fire stations, and we'll collect those up and get those there. But if you have the ability to donate, it's a great cause. It's a great thing, and it's very local. So we're really helping our neighbors and our friends and those families and their children to have a good Christmas, as they should. You know, it's a difficult time of the year if you're struggling financially, and this makes a big difference to those families and their mood and how they're doing and how their kids are doing, and it's the right thing to do. So if you can afford to do it, we can take your donations at the station or at the stores when the guys are out there collecting.
Sunday, I think it's the last Sunday of the month, a couple of days after Thanksgiving. I know that Santa Claus arrives in Rockport by a lobster boat. He arrives in Marblehead by lobster boat as well. And I think somehow he arrives on the roof of the Hawthorne Hotel in Salem. But in Gloucester, he does arrive by fire truck, if I'm remembering this thing, on the Sunday, this Sunday coming.
He does, and so we will be transporting Santa in the annual parade and the tree lighting ceremony. So guys always look forward to that. The kids love it. It's a good time for the community to come out and show their support, and hopefully the weather is cooperative and not too chilly. And, you know, if we get a little bit of snow, I know nobody's looking for it, but, you know, the old white Christmas thing is always the traditional thing as well. And I believe Santa's probably going to make another trip down in the Magnolia neighborhood, and we'll arrive by truck there. So
excellent.
Santa's going to be busy with the fire department a couple times this year, as usual. So we're looking forward to holidays. If anybody has any questions at all regarding, you know, safety in their home with their appliances or anything, don't hesitate to get a hold of us. We're more than willing to come out if need be, or give advice over the phone to the extent that we can, point mm-hmm. you to the right website on how to manage whatever's in your home or around your home safely. So everybody, you know, we had a great winter last year. We had, you know, minimal fires and minimal losses compared to previous years. So all our efforts and the community's efforts to really focus and pay attention to these things and be safe, it's paying off. And that makes a big difference for all of us.
One thing I would reiterate, if you have any doubt or any question at all, by all means, call the fire department and let your guys make the decision.
Oh, absolutely. So all our contact information is on the website for the city and the department specifically. So we can if we can't answer the question, we can either send you to the people that can or get the right answer for you. So please don't hesitate to reach out. That's what we're here for. That's our mission.
All right. Who does the cooking on Thanksgiving?
Probably a conglomerate of us. It's usually the wife, myself, okay. and maybe the kids, and we got friends coming in from out of town, so it'll be another full house at the Smith residence.
All right, and traditional meal and so on?
Oh, absolutely. Gotta have some turkey, right?
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chief. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
That is Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith with MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore.